Then I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Hey there, Patriots. I'm hoping you're having a great day. I'm Melissa Redpill. We're going to have a great time. President Trump is going after not just Fauci. He's going after Big Pharma. You're going to love it. If you're new here, we look at the current events, right, everybody? In the light of God's word, what we're experiencing is literally biblical. It's the bringing down of this terrible criminal cabal you guys all know about, including Big Pharma. And it's also the bringing down of the criminal satanic cabal, antichrist, beast of Revelation. That's the truth. That's what makes this biblical. So we're going to talk about Fauci and the truth. I mean, he is getting thrown right under the bus and getting run over, and everybody is ready. I mean, he cannot walk the streets. And so just buckle up. And then on top of that, President Trump has been bringing out about the vaccine schedule, and he's calling them out. You're going to flip when you hear what he said about that. And then number three, I have some really great news I've been sharing with you about my dear friend Sally, who's been going through cancer and is doing amazing. If you haven't seen that page, please go and educate yourself on just, again, I'm not a doctor. I'm just telling you what we have experienced as a family, and it's been a wild ride, but I've learned a lot, and I hope it's a blessing to you. Go to freedomforce.live. That's my website, freedomforce.live, or you can get there by going to Melissa Redpill, but freedomforce.live/cancer. And so you can learn more about that. I'm going to show you some really great news at the end. You're going to just love it. And so this is the day when the cures are being released, the way that you can truly be well. And that's exactly what President Trump and RFK are working so hard on. I'm just so, so thankful. And I know you guys are too. So let's jump in here. First of all, let's talk about what is going on with Fauci. He knew that this would cause miscarriages, and he did it on purpose. This is the thing that's coming out. This is the text message that Ron Johnson has released, and Ron Johnson has put out posts that he is beside himself with how angry he is at Fauci for doing this. This is what it says on this text message. It says, I asked around a bit more. I'll read it from here. And another issue came up that you need to be aware of. He's texting, what's her name? I'll go down. He's texting this woman right here, Rochelle Walensky. Remember her? He's texting her in this supposedly private text chain. But now, because this phone was a government-issued phone, that we have access to this. And they, thank God, Ron Johnson is sharing this with the world, because this is a crime against humanity. And that is why he pled the Fifth, because he knows that a crime against humanity is not covered by the Fifth Amendment. Anyway, so another issue came up that you need to be aware of. Since many people have significant cytokine storm and fever after the second dose, this theoretically could be associated with miscarriage in the first trimester. He told her this, and this is what she put out on social media after she knew this.
No safety concerns were observed for people vaccinated in the third trimester or safety concerns for their babies. As such, CDC recommends that pregnant people receive the COVID-19 vaccine.
It shocks the senses that they would, with a straight face, just lie to the people. I've heard about people having multiple miscarriages. It's it's maddening, it's shocking, it's horrifying, it's a crime against humanity. And it's the proof is right there for all eyes to see. And so this is why I really ask you to please go ahead and like this and share this and make sure you're subscribed, because we're getting this truth out there as fast as we possibly can on whatever issue comes up. This is the day when the truth about them is being exposed for all the world to see, and we've got to make sure to get it out there. So here's where President Trump, why is that doing that? That's a weird little deal. Okay, here is a video where they're talking about this even on Fox News. So this is, I'm posting this on YouTube. Hopefully that they won't have a problem with it, because you know how we were banned if we ever said anything negative about Fauci, dear Fauci, and or about the jab. So check this out. So this is becoming mainstream. So really important that we share this
publicly.
Thus far, with thousands of people women who are pregnant having gotten the vaccine following the EUA, there have been no red flags of anything that anyone would be worried about.
There are severe adverse outcomes for mother and baby during COVID-19 infection. Therefore, it is extremely important for pregnant women and women planning to get pregnant to get vaccinated.
This is the biggest public health scandal that we've ever seen in America. This is astonishing. And of course, there are now studies that are being legitimized that suggest that, in fact, these shots actually contributed significantly to miscarriages of people who got the shot and while pregnant.
That's the truth. And he, with a straight face, both Walensky and Fauci lied. Full face lie to the American people, to the people all over the world. And they lied. People died, which is what we've been trying to tell people for months. And finally, this truth is finally coming out. So here is where Ron Johnson says 82% miscarriages. He confirms the COVID vaccine data pushed by Fauci claimed 12.6 miscarriage rate among pregnant women who took the jab, but raw data reveals 82% for women vaccinated in the first trimester. They wouldn't likely even know that they were pregnant for a good portion of that. Fauci privately admitted that the cytokine storm that I just read to you from a second dose might be associated with miscarriage. And so Jay Bhattacharya obliterates Fauci for refusing to inform Americans that the COVID jab might cause these miscarriages. I want you to hear what was said on this show.
I'm really glad that his words now can be heard by the American people. And I share your concern. I think that when you have a new product like the COVID vaccine was back then, you should be careful with pregnant women. And it's shocking to me that he was sharing private thoughts, and that when he was out on public, and he was out in public a lot, he didn't share those private thoughts with the American public. To me, the big problem now is really, how do you restore trust in public health? How do you restore trust in science? And, you know, that's what I've been working toward at the NIH, to really shift toward a transparent regime where there's just scientific debate, scientific discussion, no debates off limits. I fully expect there to be people that disagree with me. And when I learn that I'm wrong, I'm going to tell the American public that I'm wrong. We have to turn the page from that.
And
I'm really glad.
I appreciate what he has to say, but the day of us leaving our brain at the door and not thinking for ourselves is over. We are sheep no more. We're not ever, even in the golden age, even when the Fauci's are gone and this criminal cabal is gone and all that, we will always, from here on out, we will think for ourselves. We will know what we're putting into our bodies, whether it's the food or the medicine or anything else. We will think for ourselves and not just relinquish all those rights, relinquish our thoughts to someone else. And that might make people feel uncomfortable right now. We're like, well, I don't have this experience. I don't have this expertise. Well, we have to learn. We cannot be sheep anymore. We cannot, especially when it's not just our lives at risk, it's also the lives of our children. And that's really, you know, he says, how do you restore the trust in public health? Well, I can trust but verify. And there are some people who do not deserve this trust. And Fauci and his ilk are those who have proven that they are not worthy of this trust. And to be honest, the entire establishment as it is now is not worthy of our trust. And so that's why, you know, I talk about on my health page at freedomforce.live/health, which I've seen people get well right and left because we're thinking for ourselves and not just handing over our bodies as to be one of their science experiments. That unfortunately is what they were doing on purpose. It was on purpose. There's no other way to look at it. The COVID was about destroying humanity. That's a tough red pill to swallow, but we have to understand that. And actually, if you look at the book of Revelation, chapter 6, and it talks about all the four horsemen. This is one of their horsemen that they use to trample humanity. This is the pale horse. The color of the horse was pale green. Its name was Death, and its companion was the grave. The two were given authority over one-fourth of the earth to kill with the sword and famine and disease and wild animals. What is this talking about? Is that most people have just given themselves over to these to be killed by this group who is not, you know, they put their trust in a group that is not trustworthy. That's the whole point. They have used this horseman, this the medical establishment to harm humanity, and people have ended up dead and in the grave. And even these babies that we were talking about, these poor little babies, we can't bring them back. But what we can do is move forward so that we protect the babies from here going forward. Okay. And it says, when the Lamb broke the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of all who had been martyred for the word of God and for being faithful in their testimony. They shouted to the Lord and said, O sovereign Lord, holy and true, how long before you judge the people who belong to this world and avenge our blood for what they have done to us? They are in heaven. Yes, it's happiness in heaven, but they are saying we want to have our blood avenged. They did this to us. They killed us. They killed our babies. And they are wanting to have their blood avenged. They want the Lord to have vengeance upon them, to remove them from the earth so they can't do any more harm to anyone else. And so this is exactly what it's talking about here. You know, they're saying, Lord, judge them. And that's where we finally are on the timeline of history, is to have them judged. So at that point, it was not time, but now it is. Now it is. So very, very thankful. All right. So I want you to see that. And then also President Trump, let's see which is the one. President Trump. Okay. Let me back up. I've got so many things to show you. Okay. So here's where Ron Johnson, one of the very few faithful senators, has worked so hard to get this truth out. He's the one who got access to Fauci's phone, and he has released these text messages. And it is really making Fauci where he can never walk the streets again. People are so livid at this man. And so here's where he is saying that these people are not stupid. They're devious. He's calling them out that they did this on purpose. He unloads on Fauci after releasing private 2021 texts in which Fauci raised concerns about a possible link between COVID, the vaccine, and the first trimester miscarriages, a connection Johnson said the Biden administration did not make public. They said, this is truly sick. Thank you, President. Thank you, Senator Johnson, for working so hard, taking so much grief for so long. And thank you that you're working so hard still to get the truth out. So make sure to share this video so people can see this information.
An 82% miscarriage rate with women who got the injection in the first, second trimester. I mean, that is shocking. And they knew it. They knew it. They're not that stupid. They're just that devious.
Thank you, Johnson, for bringing that. That's the truth. They did it on purpose. People have to understand this was not a mistake. This was not an oops. This was not something that they, you know, an accident. It's not that they made them, you know, they're stupid. They're not incompetent. They're devious. This is part of the plan to destroy humanity. If we had had the death and destruction like they wanted to have, what they had intended to have in this pandemic, as horrible as it was, they wanted it to be much, much, much worse. We would not have been able to come back from it and restore our republic. That was the whole point. They're trying so hard to stop MAGA. When we were asleep, then they didn't really even have to do some of these things. But they knew the day would come when we would wake up, and here it is. Here's the day. The Great Awakening has arrived. And this was their plan to stop the awakened ones, and it didn't work. It was terrible devastation, but it did not stop us from being able to restore our republic. So thank you, Lord. All right, so I want you to hear what President Trump has to say. He's calling it out on the vaccine schedule. He's saying that this is the cause of autism. You listen to it and see if that's exactly what he says. Check it out.
Okay.
Oh, and he's showing you the gold standard of the childhood vaccine recommendations from 72 to 11 and how you do it, and you space them out. Even though there's just 11 of them, you still space them out so that you don't put, you know, as much like a big Coke can in these kids' bodies. So check it out.
Not so complicated. And we think we're going to have a tremendous result from doing that. Very simply, large amounts of vaccine, large amounts of like vats of vaccine are currently pumped into your child's body. And we're doing 20% of that at each visit, and we'll let time elapse between visits so the body can handle this massive amount of fluid being pumped in. I think it's going to make a big difference. You know, there are some groups that have virtually no problem with autism, and they're groups that aren't big into the world of vaccines. So there's something wrong when we see record numbers all the time, every year for years and years. Every year gets higher, higher, higher autism. And we think we have a very good recommendation.
President Trump, did you hear that? He just called out that the autism is caused by vaccines. There's no two ways about it. That's exactly what he just said. And so, you know, this is what RFK has been talking about for years. And so, you know, yes, he's taken out the mercury, but it's also just the number of vaccines that are pumped into these children. It's more than their neurological systems can handle. So I want you to hear it one more time. Check it out.
No problem with autism. And there are some groups that have virtually no problem with autism.
What groups is he talking about? Amish. Right? Because they don't do vaccines. But also, I'm thinking he's also talking about, you know, just patriots, parents who like I did, I had to sign a religious exemption and turn this in whenever the kids are going to summer camp or whatever camp that they required vaccines. I had to always jump through all these hoops. And other parents have too. You know, my children were born in the late 80s, and that's when they were really ramping up on the jabs. And I said, no, I'm not doing any of this. And you know, every time I did this, I was looked at like I had three heads. What do you mean you didn't give them all these vaccines? No, I didn't. And like I said, I'll take my apology now, because I'm not the crazy one. I was shown that I was right. And President Trump, you know, because he's thinking for himself, obviously, also, and he has all these, was it five children? He said that he did give them some vaccines, but he made sure that it was done on a schedule so that it was not pumping in these big vats of fluid into their bodies. So yeah, there's another clip of that. So I really appreciate President Trump doing this. This has been a long time coming. RFK has been trying so hard and working so hard to get to this day. I'm just very, very thankful. Now here's where he was asked at this same meeting about Fauci. So it's not a coincidence. This comes up at the very same time that President Trump is doing the new vaccine schedule, reducing it from 72 to 11, and giving parents the rights, and also going against any states that prevent parents from having their rights for protecting their children. So here's what President Trump said about Fauci privately admitting in text messages that the COVID vaccine may be linked to miscarriages. He said he's very wise in the way he couches this. He says the Biden administration was a disaster in every way. So basically, he's saying it was a disaster. What Fauci did and the children dying was a disaster. That would be just one way, but they've been a disaster in every single one. It's unimaginable what they did. It's unimaginable the devastation of these families who've lost some of them. Many have had many miscarriages, because what happens is during that first and second trimester, especially the first trimester, you might even not even know you're pregnant and you've taken this jab, and it affects the cells that are dividing, multiplying at such a rapid rate, and it basically causes them to automatically abort. It's awesome. Awful. It's awesomely awful. Beyond words, awful. It's heartbreaking, heartrending that families have had to go through such devastation and heartbreak. And President Trump is saying it's really unimaginable. Unimaginable what they experienced. Here, check it out.
It appears that as early as January 2021, they knew that there could possibly be complications with pregnant women and miscarriages tied to the COVID vaccine. Yet the Biden administration health officials, they didn't change their rhetoric. Your reaction?
Well, the Biden administration was a disaster in every way. That would be just one way, but they have been a disaster in every single way. It's unimaginable what they did in that. Forget about weaponization. Forget even about, you know, as important as what you're saying. So many of the open borders, the men and women sports, they've just been a horrendous disaster, the highest inflation in history. And we're doing a great job.
Yes. Thank you, President Trump. Yes. Setting this finally all straight. So here it is where the actually his assistant is bringing out about how they're protecting the parents' rights and their religious liberties. Check this out. Love that signature. It's like a heartbeat.
Okay. That's a big one in my book.
Yes, it is a big one. Long time coming.
Nation, sir, as previous speakers have indicated, this is going to establish essentially a new vaccine schedule that is fully informed by the research and data that we have from HHS and NIH and other aspects of the government. It also takes a very hard line on some of the more paternalistic issues that we've been talking about here, sir, in terms of infringing on parents' religious liberty or really just parents' ability to make decisions for their children. So as Heidi said, this is a very big deal. We're not waiting for anyone else to take action, as you do so often, sir. We're just going ahead and doing the right thing based on all of the best available research to ensure that America's parents and children are being as best protected by the federal government as they can be.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Yeah. And, you know, the thing is, I shouldn't have to tell everyone my business, whether I, you know, vaccinate my children or don't vaccinate my children. You know, it's whatever happened to HIPAA, but I had to jump through all these hoops and tell people my business. You know, that was really against my rights for me to tell my personal business to the world. You know me, I'm over here. I share a lot of stuff on here. Maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't. You know, I'm just trying to help humanity to get the truth out. But whatever happened to your rights to have privacy for your health? Well, all of a sudden, if you want to protect your child by not doing these vaccines, then you were forced to tell the world. And so that's probably why I've caught a lot of grief. One of the reasons, because they could tell that I was thinking for myself long, long, long ago. All right. So here's how, President Trump is bringing up about he's attacking them. They should never have attacked the children. And it's the end of it. He is exposing and destroying them right now. Check it out.
European countries versus the United States. Look at that. These are high level, very medically powerful European countries. You see the top. That little chart says a lot.
Do you see the difference? The baby there has in other countries has 11 jabs, and in America 72. There's no other explanation that the medical community, the big pharma, was intentionally trying to destroy America. There's just no other two ways about it. And then he's going to bring up RFK. I really appreciate RFK so much, who's been fighting this for so long. Of course, taking the mercury out of the jabs. There's no explanation for why they would put mercury in the jabs. I mean, this man has fought diligently, tirelessly, day after day for years to finally get to this day. I'm just beside myself. I can't even believe we're here.
Sandwich is the source of his concern about this issue. And I'll just give an example. In 1970, the biggest epidemiological study at that time in history was performed. And the university scientists from across this country looked at all the 8-year-olds in Wisconsin, about 900,000 children. And they were looking for autism, and they knew what autism looked like. And they came back with an incident rate of 0.8 per 10,000. So less than 1 in 10,000. The rate, according to CDC today in this country, is 1 in every 31 children. In California, it's 1 in every 19 children, 1 in every 12.5 boys.
1 in every 12.5 boys in California. But it was 1 in 10,000, is that what he said? Now it's 1 in 12.5 boys in California. There's no other way to say it than that this was intentional. They knew it, and they didn't care. It was absolutely reckless, and it was intentional, and they're being exposed before all the world. This is the connection I want you to draw, and I want you to make sure to share this information, because people need to understand this is not a mistake. These people are not stupid. This is not an oops. This was devious. This was intentional. This is to bring down America. They, as I was saying before about the four horsemen, you've got four different horsemen. You've got the puppet leaders, you've got the financial devastation, you've got the war devastation, and you've got the health devastation. And these are the four ways that they have tried desperately to bring down America, and they failed. Because the Lord is the one who's in control. The Lord has chosen America. As you see behind me, the bundle of grain. We are the chosen bundle of grain to set the world free, the Jubilee bundle. I want to tell you about that here also, but what I think is happening is on the timeline. But anyway, so thank you so much for RFK for all that he's doing. And they should never have done this to the children, because now they're all going to be destroyed. This whole criminal cabal will be brought down. What does it say on that thing? It'll be biblical. Remember that clip there? It's all, the whole thing is coming down around their ears, not just Fauci, but the entire medical establishment, because it wasn't just an oops. This was on purpose. People have to, that's a tough red pill to swallow, but you got to swallow it down. That's the only red pill. That's the only pill you need to swallow, is the pill that says that these people are not trustworthy, that they are not working for your best interest. Our Lord Jesus told us the very same thing. He said this woman, remember in the book of Mark, I think it's chapter 8, he says that this woman had gone to every doctor and had spent all she had and was not better, but only worse. So really be careful. And you know, we talk about, you know, eating good, like RFK is working so hard on making sure everyone eats really good, real food. Like I said, you shouldn't have to have a chemistry degree to figure out what to eat. Anyway, so here is the page right here on Leviticus. I want you to see this. This is kind of cool. You remember on the Liberty Bell, it says this very verse from Leviticus chapter 25, verse 9, on the Day of Atonement in the 50th year, blow the ram's horn or the trump horn loud and long throughout the land. Set this year apart as holy, a time to proclaim freedom, proclaim liberty throughout the land for all who live there. It will be a jubilee year for you when each of you may return to the land that belonged to your ancestors and return to your own clan. So if you see behind me, that's that golden bundle of Omer, America, is the Jubilee bundle. And it's when it says you return to your own clan. In other words, you're set free. You're no longer a debt slave. You no longer have financial, being held down by financial, you know, all this financial devastation. And no longer will you have, you'll have your land back. You'll have your freedom back. Return to your own land where you have a free man standing on the land instead of this under this admiralty law, the law of the sea, where you are under their control, like you're just their chattel. So this is what it talks about in the book of Leviticus. And the interesting thing is, when we celebrate the day of Pentecost, that's the 50th day is the Jubilee. Well, technically what you end up doing, it talks about this in the book of Leviticus chapter 23, it talks about counting the Omer, and that when you count, you say, this is the Jubilee year. Well, the Jubilee is calculated and set up and sorted out and worked out, and then it's actually proclaimed in the fall festival. In the Jubilee on the Day of Atonement, which is what day is it this year? Let's see. Let me just search real quick. Let me see what the Day of Atonement Atonement, Yom Kippur, 2026. Let's see what day it is. Let's just see real quick. It's actually September 21. Okay. So Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, is September 21. So it really does seem like August is a hot month, that things are really heating up and they're being exposed before all the world. This is big red pills. You maybe have known this for a long, long time, but a lot of people with this have never known any of this. And so this is being exposed before everyone in the whole wide world. Very, very, very good news. If you really want to know more about how, like the horsemen, what this is all talking about, Leviticus, what the Jubilee, what it's basically like Nisara, where the debts are canceled, then check out my books on end times. This is, I want to make sure to always connect the dots for everyone so they see the current events in the light of God's word. Here are my books. Here's End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. That's the decode of the book of Revelation. It's time to know the truth about end times. It's time to know. We're not leaving. It's going to be His kingdom come, His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. His kingdom will come on earth, not on a cloud somewhere, on earth. And that's what we're doing. We're destroying this criminal cabal, this satanic antichrist, and we're going to have peace on earth. If you scroll down a little bit farther, you'll see the study guide answer key and the study guide right here, this End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace for Beginners. And as when you read the book, take the test, do your little homework, and it'll really help you to understand this a lot better if you really go through the mental work. And so you can also listen to the audiobook over on freedomforce.live. You can go right here and you can see the audiobooks right here. Yeah. And if you go here, you'll see the social media. You can join with us on all of our social media and you can see, because we're putting out the truth every day, fast as we can. And thank you so much always for sharing all that information. So definitely check into that. I hope you enjoy it. Here's the actual 22 videos from the Minor Prophet study. Here's 28 videos with the end time study, but do your homework first and then watch the videos. Okay. Because seriously, it really makes the difference so that you'll really understand it. You'll lock it in. Because if you have the question asked to you, then, and you don't know the answer, that's when you know what you know and you know what you don't know. Okay. Yes, I'm a teacher. That's the only way to learn if you want to really, really learn it. Okay. And then what happens is when you know it in your heart, in your mind, in your gut, then whatever happens, then you're at peace. That's the whole point, and you're not worried at all. Okay, so that's on the freedomforce.live, the video categories page. If you go to videos right here and you search, or go to the video search page, then you'll see all these playlists that are created for you. You're welcome. I hope you enjoy that. Okay, so the next thing I want to show you before we go is how Sally beat cancer. I've got to tell you the latest, greatest. If you haven't seen this page, please go over and look at freedomforce.live/cancer. Because again, Sally did not put her trust in these people, because Sally realizes that these people are not trustworthy for the jab or the 72 jabs or whatever it is. You have to always think for yourself. And there are some cases where you will take a pharmaceutical. Some cases you will use a regular AMA doctor. But either way, you have to think for yourself. And that's exactly what Sally did. And so if you read on here, you will see how Sally beat cancer. And I posted this, a month or so ago. This was at 5 weeks. Sally was following this protocol right here. Again, I'm not a doctor. She's not a doctor, but this is what we did. And she's well. She's well. Amazing. Okay, so here's every day working hard, but no sickness like losing your hair and throwing up and all of that. None of that. So we skipped all over that. Nope, we're not doing any of that. And so, but making sure to pump into your body the vitamins and the minerals and the enzymes that you need to help your body to digest and to clear out any kind of bacterial infection, etc. But also read on here about this Benben. There are 66,000 people on this page, on this Facebook page I show you down here, where they are all doing great because of following this protocol. This may not be the exact protocol that they follow, but it's very, very similar. And also this protocol, and I go into the video and I give you a lot more detail in there. So I definitely encourage you to watch that. But for example, a lot of people are doing this, the Fenben which basically starves the cancer cells, but then they don't do the purge and the detox, so they still have those cells in their bodies, and so it's not good, and so they need to purge them. So that's why you want to use some of these toxin binders, you'll learn more about that over there. But you know, H7 from anyway, I've got the link a little bit farther. Yeah, they're on the Set Remedies page, freedomforce.live/remedies. You do these things, and it purges this out of your system. It's amazing. At 5 weeks, Sally had, of the 10 markers on the urinalysis, 5 of them were back in the normal range. 5 others were headed that way, but they weren't in the normal range yet because they had gotten way out of kilter. And so now they're all in range. It's amazing. It's amazing. And so then we took the CAT scan just the other day, and I want to read to you what it says. It says that there is a, because this was in her kidney, and it says there, it says now there is a simple left renal cyst. In other words, I think what happened, and I'm waiting to hear back from a specialist who can tell us exactly what happened. But I think the tumor became a benign cyst, just like it can become malignant. It can also reverse and become benign. And so now it's just filled with fluid, and eventually the body will absorb that and remove it. But right now it's not dangerous at all. And it says that there's a simple left renal cyst for which no further follow-up is recommended. You're done. There's no follow-up recommended. How about that? That is the report that Sally got this week. So we're very, very excited. The last one had said no evidence of metastatic disease. It had not, nothing had spread. And so we were very, very excited. But now it's saying, that was actually at 8 weeks. And so now it's saying no follow-up is recommended. Now, Sally's going to be continuing this regimen of eating good food and make sure detoxing and that type of thing. And not just, go back to the way Sally was doing before. She's making sure to eat very healthy food and these types of things. So like I've shown you on the health page right here, all these things, she's doing all these things on the health page to protect her body from, this coming back, because her body was in a weakened condition. And so it allowed this to start. And so we don't ever want that to start again. So she had a lot of yeast. And so now she's doing the silver to keep the yeast from coming back into her body. She's doing probiotics to make sure that her body can absorb the minerals and that her gut health is in a healthy microbiome to, first of all, receive nutrients, and number two, to keep from having any infections, because she did have an infection in her colon. And also she's detoxing these heavy metals. We found out she had a lot of heavy metals. She did a 24-hour urinalysis. It determined she had high levels of cadmium and lead and uranium. And so she's doing these detoxes to remove these heavy metals from her system, because that weakens the cell wall. So it can make a cancer cell. She's also making sure to have these micronutrients so that her cell walls are strong and energetic, and that they can repel any cancer. She's doing all these detoxes. And at this link right here also is the one I was saying about the H7, which purges and eliminates this from the body. So it's really very, very exciting. I just, we believed it would, and it did, and it worked. So now, like I said, No further follow-up is recommended. NED. There's nothing wrong. And actually, I talked to someone who was a friend of ours who's a chiropractor, and fairly holistic, but did not know about this protocol. And so he said, "Oh, let me look at the scan results and see." And so we sent the scan, the CT scan, and we also sent the pathology report showing that it was high grade, high, fast growing urothelial cell carcinoma. And he said, "Oh, then the pathology report must have been wrong." Like, no, it was right. It's just we beat it. Because just like if you starve anything, a plant of having the nutrients, it'll just wither and die. And that's exactly what happened with this protocol. It withered and gone. So the honest truth is everybody has cancer cells in their body. Everybody does, especially after COVID, because it's kicked down our P53. I've talked about this a little farther down here. P53, watch the video and you'll see, but go to this freedomforce.live/cancer. But yeah, this P53 is the protector of the genome, the guardian of the genome, and COVID intentionally knock down the P53 so that your body does not have a protection against this cancer. And so it can make these cancer cells. But the guess what kicks on? What turns on the P53 is Ben. There you go. And so here's links on here for this, to get the FenBen over here at Sonaray Lab. So I think Sonaray means I will heal. Isn't that awesome? This is the day. We're going to be well. Everyone will be well. I think that's everything I had to share with you today. I think that is. All right, guys. I love you. I think that's all. Everything I'm going to share. And then I'm going to jet. I will see you Saturday morning at 10:30. So buckle up for that one. And I'll see you over on the social media. So make sure to like this before you go, and make sure that you are subscribed, and just look at all this information that you can find out on about the health, and just know that this is the great day that we've been waiting for. There's nothing can stop what is coming, because this is the day the Lord has planned for us, when we'll be set free from our enemies. Thank you so much, Lord. We praise you. We thank you that you are in control, that you are setting us free, and the Jubilee is coming when all the world will be set free from these evildoers. Thank you that they're being exposed before our very eyes. And we know they know their time is short, and they've come in down in great anger, knowing they have little time. Their time is so short. Thank you that this is happening, and you've given us eyes to see it, that we're not missing it, and that we're thinking for ourselves. Thank you for your Spirit guiding us. Lord, guide us by your Spirit. Guide everyone on the battalion. Please let them think for themselves. Help us, Lord, by your Spirit to think. We need your help to think for ourselves. Thank you for Sally's healing. I thank you now, right now, for everyone's healing on this channel. I pray that everyone will know the truth, and the truth will set them free from every trick and trap of the enemy. I thank you, Lord. I praise you that we are going to see days that we can't even imagine. Can't even imagine the golden age of peace, and the golden age of unity, the golden age of love, the golden age of abundance, the golden age of you as the King of the world. Cannot wait until every eye will see you, and every tongue will confess that you are the Lord. You are the Lord. You're the boss. We praise you, and we thank you, and we love you. In your great name we pray, Jesus. Amen. I love you guys. I'm going to jet, and I will talk to you later.
Sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title: King of Kings and Lord of Lords.